People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I just got this DM. How are you showing up on my feed? You're like a bad rash. I blocked you several times. She doesn't even like the zoo.
I think she doesn't like it because of your attitude.
No, I pretend like I'm
smells. What is this food?
No.
My feet. Oh, where's my cane?
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Amy Phillips, Stuart O'Keefe, and Shane Douglas. Did you want to cough now? Clear your throat.
I'm so sorry. I thought we weren't live yet.
The manners. Oh.
When I'm talking into the mic, we're live.
Have some respect.
I'm so new.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Amy, welcome.
Hi.
So good to see you.
It's so good to see you,
When
too.
Is the last time you've been in the studio? Because I know you've been with those people that have been delaying coming back to work.
I've been in the studio pretty much every day.
You're here every day?
Yeah, except for Fridays.
Okay, good.
I just do my show from the Oasis at home, the cheetah room, if you will, and that's pretty much it.
Now, I have some bad news for you.
Oh, God.
I had dinner a few weeks ago with our big boss, Reagan.
Yes.
Now, as you know, Reagan always praises you, compliments you, and it's really kind of obnoxious because I think she does it just kind of put me in my place.
It seems like it.
Now, she did, obviously, she can't get through in an hour and a half dinner without mentioning you.
What?
However,
okay.
You are no longer her favorite.
What? Wait a minute.
Yep.
Who? Who's the new favorite?
Tinks.
Tinks?
Tinks.
Tinks?
Yep. I think they spent a lot of money bringing her here. And, they're putting a lot behind her.
I should be still the favorite because I'm obviously cheaper.
Right. You would think. But,
Well, this is bad news. Thank you for telling me
you're
that.
You're now number two, I think.
I wasn't going to start my day like this.
Speaking of number two, why did you use that gender-neutral bathroom and not... Because we have a women's, we have a men's, and we have the gender-neutral.
Why does it matter? I just went down there and just saw it. It was the first one. So I saw women's, and then I saw, like, oh, man and woman. I'm like, great, let's just go in here. I don't think I've actually gone to the men's restroom here.
It's right next to the right of the gender neutral. I was just wondering why you were in there.
I didn't go because I knew you'd be in there.
But can I tell you something, Stu? I was waiting in the stall. But Stu...
I thought I actually felt the door
I had the
kind of move.
Off.
I think he was trying to come in.
No, but I just want you to know you don't know this because, you know, you're not here every day. But everybody knows that when you go into that gender neutral bathroom that you're going number two.
No, swear I didn't.
I'm just telling you, everyone here now assumes that you just went number two because you used that bathroom.
Just
is that true?
The deuce.
What do you think happened 20 minutes before you were in that stall with me?
Why don't you go at home? It's so gross.
I don't have a choice. The world does that's
IBS,
not how it works
remember?
For me.
IBS.
Don't you have coffee in the morning?
No.
No.
What you should do.
Edge of glory. I have coffee in the afternoon once I'm settled.
If you get up in the morning and you have coffee immediately, then you most likely can go to the bathroom at home before you leave and not here in the gender-neutral bathroom.
It's too risky.
I'm a human.
I go when I go. I have my tincture and then I go.
I try my best, but I don't know what to tell you.
All right, we're going to be jumping around a lot today, as usual.
Okay,
this is very ADD. I do have some sad news to report.
Just keep coming.
I know, I'm sorry. Yesterday, Stu's dog, Bo, passed away, and it was rather unexpected.
Yeah.
And it was really sad. You got home from work and she died naturally.
Yeah, died naturally. She was there and she had she had like cancer or something like that. But I got home. She was just like,
you don't know if she
dead.
Had cancer.
I think so because we thought it was back pain and she was on the painkillers all week and she just wasn't getting better. And that was the next stage then. If she wasn't getting better, then it was going to be MRIs, X-rays, surgeries. Yeah, surgeries possibly and stuff like that. And I guess she just didn't want to hold out and she just,
Well, she was 13 and a half.
13 and a half, yeah. So she's 13. She's with her brother now.
So yesterday I was at Laurel Hardware with five of the chumps. And I got the text from Stu, and my second martini had just arrived. I didn't really want to leave it, but I did. And I walked outside, and I talked to you on the phone. And so we were kind of talking about everything that happened, and your friend Chris was coming over. So, which was good. So I said, well, what are you going to do with the body? And he said, well, I'm going to cover her with a blanket. No, she's on the sofa, by the way.
Okay.
He's going to cover her with the blanket.
Sure.
And then he's going to take her to the vet tomorrow.
Right.
And
what's
I said,
there's nothing wrong with
Stu,
that.
Stu, you can't leave the dog's body on the sofa underneath a towel all night.
All night long.
And
it's
said,
a blanket.
And,
it wasn't a towel.
And you're going to be just hanging out all night with your friend Chris with the dog on the sofa? And you said,
no.
Well, yes. And you said, well, it's not like I'm going to, you know, like lie next to her and pet her or anything.
Yeah, like it's where I'm going to like fire up like a bottle of whiskey and put it in a glass and just like pet her like she's a taxidermy like all night. You know, like that's not going to happen. I just was going to cover her because I go to Laurel Pet Hospital and I deal with them and I wanted them to give it to her because the doctor's always looked after her. But then... Because I got
you were
the
like,
trip, I went
you were
to PCA.
Said,
did you tell him to put it in the freezer?
Well,
he did say that, actually.
Well, no, that's
well,
very
I said
normal that people do that.
It's not normal.
No, and I would not do that.
So I said
it
to
is
him,
normal.
I said, he's like, I'd like her to spend another night in the apartment. I said, Stu, she's gone. She left her body.
Aww.
I said, you need to go to a vet and drop the dog off. You can't leave the body on your sofa all night. And he's like, okay, I'll put it in the car. And I said,
what if I put it in the trunk and then I'll take it in the morning?
I
so
said,
then
you're
it's not
gonna
in the
leave
apartment.
Bo
so
in the
like
trunk
worse.
All night long.
No, that's, yeah.
And then you were saying that's kind of what you do in Ireland?
In Ireland, they just put it in a trash bag and throw
Irish
it in the trash. They just, no,
okay.
I mean, I'm not even like growing up, it's like the dog would die.
Sure.
You'd put it and you'd put it in the dumpster.
Where I'm from,
sure.
In Newport, if the dog died, we call 911. So you don't leave the dog on the sofa underneath a blanket. You don't
well,
do
was
that.
She really comfortable there for the night, you know, and then I take her in the morning. And
so I convinced him.
But anyway, I went.
I said, call this vet,
that's
call
good.
That vet.
You did the right thing
yeah,
by
no,
convincing
I'm glad
him to
I
do
did
it that night.
Yeah.
I think that was
I'm
the
glad.
Right thing. That or the freezer would have been a backup.
But
also,
been
but
most
Amy,
for too much
just
food
for the night.
Let's just break this down.
Uh-huh.
So he had to be here this morning.
Yes.
Right. Oh,
he
yes,
would have left that dog
right.
in the
been...
back of the car until 2 p.m. this afternoon.
She'd be here right now downstairs.
No air freshener is going to.
I mean, what? Were you just going to leave her in the car
what?
For 24 hours?
I'd probably fucking forget. Someone would actually break in and steal the dog. Someone would break in and steal the dog.
They clone the fob.
Which is actually a story we'll talk about again. That happened to a woman. She was punched in the face at a subway in New York City. She was looking after his dog. The dog died. She took it across town in the suitcase. Someone punched her in the face, took her bag, and the dog was gone. She was trying to take it to the vet so it could be cremated for the people that she was looking
right.
after.
Wow.
It's a real true story.
Real,
so you,
real downer episode.
But you understand, he would have forgot. He
no,
would have forgot.
He would have forgot.
And it would have been
sure.
Sunday night.
And then, you're like, what's that smell?
After the book signing.
You know?
Right.
Like, yeah, that's...
It's just not.
Well, you could do an MJ thing because she got her dog taxidermy.
There's no way. I mean, I did like. Yeah, I was very upset and I was crying and stuff like that. And it's just so
you
crazy.
You just weren't thinking.
She
it
just
through.
Looks
sure.
like she
well,
looks alive.
Emotional. You
and
need
then
someone
I just
to
give her a few pets. I give
right.
her a kiss.
You were
and
in shock.
Yeah,
you were in shock, and you needed Jeff to throw a glass of
absolutely.
Cold water in your face and say, you know, pull it together.
That's what I said. I said, get in a car right now and find a vet and take her. You can't leave her
that,
overnight
that
on the sofa.
That was good. That was a good choice.
Yeah.
And then
no,
you said,
I'm so happy I did that last night.
Okay, so now you're going to have her cremated, and you're taking the ashes, and you're going to take Jack's ashes.
Yeah, we're going to combine them together.
When did Jack die? Was it like how many?
Like four or five months ago?
Mm.
Yeah. It was actually on your birthday.
Yeah.
It was the day before your birthday.
I didn't want
to
say that.
And then, and then you were saying that you were going to take the ashes, what, to the dog park?
I mean, maybe like the dog park up in Mulholland. I don't know. Maybe I'll keep a bit of them and do a little picture with the two lashes. I don't know. Like, I'm not like big into that.
Be
but,
like a little
I
memorial
feel like I kind of want to do
park.
Something. I don't want this big memorial in my apartment. Like, but just like a photograph of them and maybe two little baggies of their ashes underneath. I don't know. I just want to see what's out there.
Two little
shot glasses with the ashes in it.
What do, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to be cremated. I just don't know where I want my ashes.
Well, yeah, I
if I
too.
Have plans, I'll probably just High put tops. A towel on you and then just leave it for the night. And then the next day, I'll start.
But you'll remember. Well, you could always put me in the back of the Zaddy wagon.
Yeah, and then just like take just it down to the
cut to all of us county.
And then tartine.
It'll, what will happen is on Tuesday when you take it to the car wash, they'll be like, "Excuse me, sir, you go." Jeff Lewis is in the back.
Cut to all of us shoving Jeff into the wine cooler.
Yeah.
Fit the wine fridge.
I'll take you, and then I can be justify being in the carpool lane all the time. I got Jeff Lewis just with me.
Sitting up.
We have places to go.
Where would you want your ashes, Amy?
You know, I have honestly thought about this a lot, and I don't have an answer because I'm like, I don't know. I don't really want them scattered somewhere. I don't want to be, you know, thrown in the Pacific. I think I want to be.
Well. You remember what happened to Jameson's parents?
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Right. Yes. And no, that's beautiful.
Well it's not so beautiful
but
after a hurricane.
Taken up in the storm. Yes, like Hurricane Sandy took him away.
Yeah.
That is we buried his dream, his entire life was for his ashes to be buried at the Jersey Shore, which right. we did in the most beautiful ceremony ever.
Yes.
It was the perfect day. And a week later, Hurricane Sandy hit
so
the biggest
funny.
Hurricane to hit the Jersey Shore in centuries. And he's probably wow. in space at this point.
There you go. That's
love
where
you,
he's
Dad.
Meant to be.
He's everywhere. Oh. It's actually really beautiful. He's everywhere. Every time I see water, he could be in that cup. I don't know. Hi, Dad.
Shout out, Dad.
Oh, my God.
I love the Century City Mall. Maybe there.
That's a great Javier's. Idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Grove is fun.
Yours are high tops.
Yeah.
Larson's. The Palm?
The Palm.
You love the
Maybe
Palm.
I love
nice.
The Palm.
That'd be nice. I'm
trying to think of where there's a nice water.
We
feature.
Should get on the WeHo trolley and just make the stops. We'll go to Conservatory. We'll go to Laurel Hardware and just a little
just
bit.
Just a little
of
bit
ashes.
Everywhere.
I don't
want to
be buried
trail.
At gay bars.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, no.
That's
no.
where you draw the line.
Yeah. I don't want to be associated.
No.
What about here?
What?
I
Sirius
think
XM?
Yeah.
No, it's the last place. I'm trying to get out of here. Hope your friend gets that job at Spotify.
I know.
Oh, trying
to get the
God.
Fuck okay. out. You should come with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, someone's calling. Hello? What's that? Yeah. I'm busy.
No, you and I, and I actually stir, the, I understand that I'm a shit stirrer. What's unfortunate is that you and I, if we don't show up for work, we mm-hmm. don't get paid.
That is very unfortunate, yes.
But there's 500 people here mm-hmm. that all take their stupid bullshit SiriusXM holidays, and they get paid. And they get
That's
paid.
True,
and
they
also
do.
Get 2 to 3 weeks of vacation. Not you and me.
They probably get stock bonuses, things like that.
Sure.
Anything.
Company cars.
They probably have a crematorium already set aside for them where their ashes are going to go. They've got everything they need.
They probably
it's a
have
burial
help.
Plot, but...
Oh, my God.
They probably have health insurance.
Oh, 100%.
You can bump up to the mausoleum.
It, oh,
but it is an extra
mausoleum.
Charge.
The mausoleum. I knew
it's
there
a bump
was
up
a serious mausoleum.
But I am trying to organize a strike.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's fair. Because
are we
you...
doing it now? I'm out of here.
Because I don't think it's fair that we don't get paid for the bullshit. So they force us to stay home
yes.
when they observe these bullshit holidays, right?
Yes, yes.
And then I've said to them, and I know you've said to them, we would like to work because we'd like to get paid.
On Jesus' birthday.
Sorry, we don't have a board operator. We don't have a producer. So I feel like we do need to go on strike.
Okay.
Can you make signs?
Yeah, I'll go.
I don't want to walk back and forth. We're going to have to hire a few people.
Yeah, we're going to need to hire some people because yeah. I don't have the...
Who's picketing out for us.
The drive. We need some lookalikes.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, just to pose as us. So
like,
we
no,
really make a statement.
Jeff. That is Jeff.
You know who I probably gets paid on holidays?
Who?
Tinks.
Of course she does.
Bitch.
I can't believe this.
Bitch.
I got bumped. I
yeah.
got bumped, and I'm hearing it here first. This is an exclusive.
But I will tell you. They must pay her so much money that she doesn't care about what she looks like. Because the other day I saw her and it looked like she was in her pajamas or sweats. And it's like, you know what? You
it's
were
a TikTok.
Well,
move.
That is a yeah. Those
is
are
that
TikTokers.
A TikTok thing? Like
TikTokers
just...
don't pull it together.
Uh-uh.
All they need to do is they just need to have the long nails and then they put those in the frame. They talk with their
you
hands.
You just see face.
You know
it's
what I'm
just
talking
pajamas
about? It's
underneath
like,
the TikToks.
Hey guys, let's get into it. You know what I mean? With the hands, it drives me crazy.
So I guess when you feel like when they're throwing you boatloads of money, I guess you just don't even have to get dressed.
You just throw your hair up in a ponytail. Guess she's not using whey.
No, certainly not.
Is she doing readings for Way?
I don't know. Can we check into that?
I'll listen.
Probably
she's
not.
She's going through it right now. She probably just got out of bed.
Oh, yeah. You know.
All right. Something very traumatic happened yesterday.
Oh, God.
Something else?
Yes. I went to the Beverly Center. And
is that still in existence?
Yes, they redid it. Oh, it's really, really nice. That's some nice stores.
It's really nice now.
I have not been there in so long.
They've got Gucci.
I'm happy to hear this.
Burberry.
Prada.
Balenciaga.
Do they have Chanel there?
No.
They have some nice stores.
So. Okay.
So I had to go to Bloomingdale's to get some bedding for my son's room because I'm...
That's me.
I know.
Yeah. So we went shopping for bedding for his room.
Aww.
Because even though he has an apartment, he stays 5 nights a week with me.
So
I didn't know what to do because the valet was closed.
Oh, God.
And I literally was like, what the fuck do I do? Like, where do I park? And luckily you
were like, do we go to Century City?
I've never been to the Beverly Center and not parked in valet. Really? I don't know why it was closed. So I had to drive up all these ramps.
I've never ever valeted there before. Yes,
I had to keep rounding round and round, and then I had to take a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's usually what you do when you go into a parking structure.
Yeah. I parked myself, and then
I mean you do that here too.
I know. And then I took an elevator and I went like four floors. I mean, I was four floors up.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you keep your ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, you're explaining to people who are, everyone knows this drill. I mean, everyone listening knows the drill of taking a ticket into a structure.
Is this who I'm dating?
And then let me guess, the end of the story is, big surprise. There's a machine you put your ticket into and you have to pay it.
Exactly. So you have to bring your credit card and then, but I did it all by myself.
You did nothing by yourself.
What are you
actually
talking about?
I held the ticket and paid.
Oh,
and
you were there?
Did you get out of the car and walk around the car to do it?
No. At the Beverly Center, you get out of the elevator, you pay, and
you
then return
your
card.
Got it.
But Jeff just went right back to the car and was like, Jeff, I need the card. We got to pay for the ticket.
That's true, because I didn't know.
You don't know about the machines. Yeah, see, anytime I've had
like
my experience at the Beverly Center, you got to go up the ramps, the whole thing, the whole nine yards, and then you get your ticket in the machines.
It's only $1. It's very nice.
It's very cheap.
Oh, it's only $1?
Yeah, you save like $20.
I didn't even know, because you know why? When you use a credit card, I don't pay attention.
No, I know. It's $1.
I didn't even know. It was only $1.
So nice.
But I did it.
I am really proud of you.
Really do much.
I often think of, when I always think of the Beverly Center, I think of Portia de Rossi because like when she was, you know, on that show years ago, she has this story about how she, I'm sorry, she had an eating disorder. And she talks about how like she was so obsessed. And then she said she would like have a TikTok. I mean, a Tic Tac. Oh, God, Tic! She'd have a Tic Tac and be so concerned about like her weight. And then she was at the Beverly Center. And so she would get out of her car and she'd run laps. Like she'd run up and down the parking structure. So next time you're at Beverly Center, picture her running around.
Do you remember, okay, so you were talking about that machine where you put the ticket in, you put your credit card. There was a line.
Oh, okay.
We had to wait in line.
How many people won?
Wow.
I would have waited in line if Shane wasn't there. I went and got in the car and Shane waited in line. But then what happened, Amy, is 2.5 hours later, someone got robbed.
Yeah.
They took their watch.
Pistol whipped.
What?
Yeah. Pistol whipped.
What is happening?
And for the Rolex.
That's true.
For the Rolex. This because it was self-parking. I'm telling you, closing the valet is not safe.
Wait, how did you hear about this? Was it like
on the news?
It was on ABC Eyewitness News.
And it happened that day when you guys were there.
2.5 hours later.
It was a $30,000 Rolex, and the guy was like, he was being like, whatever, like stood up, not stood up.
He's probably waiting in line for that machine.
He's being held up. He's like, I couldn't get the watch off because I bite my nails, so I couldn't get the clasp open. Oh. The guy was like, hurry up.
Oh, my God.
So he took it off, but he got caught, and he got his Rolex back.
Oh, he did?
Wow.
He did get caught. Yeah, they caught up with him.
I don't understand
Shane
why they closed the valet.
Where's your ticket, sir? Where's your ticket? You're the perpetrator. You're under a citizen's arrest.
Valet saves lives.
Oh, by the way, the reason you both are here, we should probably mention that, is that you are promoting tomorrow, Cook It, Spill It, Throw It, the Not-So-Real Housewives parody cookbook that you two wrote together.
We did.
We did.
You're having a book signing tomorrow at Barnes & Noble at Fashion Island in Newport Beach.
Yes.
Correct.
There'll be a few chumps there tomorrow. Shannon Bedore is going to be there. Maybe Kelly Dodd. I don't know.
Maybe she's going to pop by, yeah.
And
I'm coming, stupid bitch! God! How many times do I support you?
Jameson will be moderating. Is it 30 minutes?
Somewhere around 30. Yeah, I don't want to go too long because people want, move on with their lives. Yeah.
Right, but we do.
I want Jameson.
Can you shorten it to 20?
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I think 30 is perfect.
There'll be some questions. Yeah. We're going to play a little game.
Oh. Ginger Rose.
Yeah.
I didn't know about
questions
didn't
have been
about
prepared. They're locked and loaded.
Nice. Okay, so at 11 o'clock is the Q&A?
Yeah.
And then following, people get to, it's a meet and greet with books.
Meet and greet, book signing.
You have to buy a book though, right?
You have to buy a book to enter. If you want to go, call the store, buy the book over the phone. They will reserve a wristband for you. Or if you want to turn up on the day, you can buy the book there. And if there's seats available, they'll give you a wristband, but they will allow you stand. So they're not turning anybody away. So please.
And dance. They'll allow you to dance. Also, I don't know what the parking situation is on Fashion Island.
Oh, no, they have valet.
But okay.
They have tons of parking.
Okay,
there.
I didn't want to scare anybody, but
there's a lot of people that would just be lost at Fashion Island if there wasn't valet. Now, you can call 949-718-0109 to make reservations, right?
Yes.
Or if you're already in Newport, you can just call 911 and ask them, right?
That is true. That is true. All right, so we're going to take a very quick break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing, but of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
We are back. I'm here with Amy Phillips, Chef Stuart O'Keefe, and Shane Douglas. Monday, we will be in New York City with Real Housewife of New York, Leah McSweeney. Tuesday, we'll still be in New York with Julia Hart, my unorthodox life star. Wednesday, we're back in L.A. with Brandi Howard and Julie Goldman. Thursday, Elizabeth Rome and Doug Buden. And Friday, Jill Zarin will be here.
Jill Zarin. Gary.
All right. I also want to mention today's...
Surprise!
She's bringing Gary and Allie and Bossy.
Bossy.
Allie's here.
This is the last day of the Leah Black Beauty Bundle sale.
It really is! is.
It's the revitalizing.
Get your bundles.
Revitalizing face wash. The facial treatment mask, the intensive moisture renewal cream, retail value $292. Leah's offering it $139. It includes shipping and handling. You go to leahblack.com/Jeff. Okay. So another thing happened yesterday. It was a big day.
It really was.
Huge.
Huge.
I went to the bank. I went to the bank by myself. I went to Wells Fargo, and I decided to make a deposit and also cash withdrawal.
I mean, you really made some big sweeping things yesterday. I am really proud of you.
Parking lot and the bank.
I mean, it was all a big day.
So relatable.
They did have valet at Wells Fargo.
They did.
On Wilshire, thank God.
Wow. Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So that was good.
No banks had that.
The oldest bank in history.
Yeah. So I walked in, and what happened was I was waiting in line. I went to make a deposit. The girl was new. She said, I have to ask my manager to get approval for the deposit. I said, I understand. Meanwhile, manager is two windows over, and I was listening, and this woman was, apparently, you have to have a certain amount of money in your account every month, or they charge you a fee.
Yes.
So I was listening, and she said that it's very hard for her to keep the minimum balance because she's a single mom, blah, 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 income's inconsistent, and she was trying to get out of the $10 a month or whatever it was.
Oh, okay.
So it was going on and on and on. So I had to wait for the manager, right? But the manager's dealing with her. Mm-hmm. So I said to the girl, I said, oh, so that's the manager? Is that the only manager? Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'll just run over to the ATM because they had an indoor ATM. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll run to the ATM while I'm waiting because I need to get cash, and then I'll come right back. She said, okay, fine. So there's a line. Meanwhile, the line's getting bigger.
Oh, God, another
line. So I go to the ATM.
No.
I start walking back, and this guy goes, what's going on here? And then he said, because it looked like I cut the line, but I didn't cut the line. So he's like, what's going on here? And then he said, asshole.
What?
And I turn around, and I said, what did you say, sir? And
with your hand up like that?
Like that. I put my hand up. I'm
nice,
like, what did you say, sir?
Where are we?
And then I was like, just so you know, I'm waiting for manager approval for my deposit. And so while I was waiting, I decided to go to the ATM to get cash. And I'm like, it's none of your business. But what I realized.
It's Tinks.
Were you there?
I was in the car.
When you out crazy people.
Oh.
They back down.
Wow.
He didn't say another fucking word. And that's what I learned when I was a sophomore in high school and I was bullied for 2 months by John DePasquale. When I lost my shit on him, mm-hmm. he never bothered me again. And not only did he not, and we talked about this on the radio, mm-hmm. not only did he never bother me again, he was like, hey, Jeff.
He respected you.
He respected
right.
me.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that day, I didn't care if mm-hmm. I was going to die.
Wow.
I knew when I went in, it's possible I may not get out alive because he was huge. And I thought he was going to kick the shit out of me because I was a scrawny kid. And he didn't. And that's when I learned, mm-hmm. at 16 years old, mm-hmm. that if you out crazy people,
that's right.
they will back down.
Wow.
Did you get recognized when you acted so crazy?
Probably.
Yeah.
But
I hope it's on TMZ again.
But they were probably like, he was probably like, oh, this, because you pretend like you got nothing to lose.
Yeah. He's all, and it's like a bully like that, they're all bark and no bite.
Yep.
Yeah. They just want to, like, you know.
But what, you call me an asshole.
Yeah, that
is aggressive.
That's
a stretch.
That's aggressive.
I thought you were going to say, take your Rolex. The same perp from the Beverly Center. I wasn't sure where this was going.
Make it stop.
Perk.
Perp.
All right. Now, a lot of people think that I should thank you for making the introduction
to
Stu O'Keefe.
Oh, really?
However, I think it's a little premature.
Oh, really?
Before I don't want to thank you yet.
Okay.
Because I think it's a bit premature.
Sure.
And I do aside, like different subject, hypothetically.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about breaking up with someone and their dog dies, how long do you have to wait?
You're such a bitch.
How long? No, seriously, Amy. This is hypothetical. It has nothing
sure,
to do with what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going
to
do? Do you know what I'm
going to
do this weekend?
Right,
I'm going to leave that fucking door open. That's what I'm going to
do. No. The outside door?
For the kitties?
What are you doing? You can't lose Patrick.
You can't lose the kitties.
Can't lose Patrick.
Oh, no. Is that what you're talking about? Oh,
he
God,
just threatened
don't do
to
that.
Kill his cat.
Okay. Guys, everyone take it down a notch. All right, everyone take their ticket for parking. We'll get through this.
How
I
long
would give
do
it
I
two
wait?
To 3 days.
Oh,
I'm
only
kidding.
Two. Oh, I thought I'd have to wait. Like,
I'm kidding.
I thought I'd have to wait 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Sunday's fine after the book signing.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, just wait till Sunday. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
He's already doing fine. I think he was in shock. He's bounced back. I think he's on the other
side
of it.
That's not why.
Do you want to do it right now alive?
This was long before. But did you ever notice that every little thing, like, bothers him and inconveniences him? Like, okay, Shane, will you do a Stu impression?
What is this?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Stu, can you just make sure that door is shut and locked?
Go! Yeah, fuck.
Nailed it.
Every little thing. That's the reaction.
Extremely accurate.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Really good.
Like, fuck.
Okay, and this is what happened on Tuesday. Okay. So normally, well, I've tried to talk to him about communication because the communication isn't so great with him. So we had plans. He was going to come over after work, right?
Okay.
And he gets off work anywhere from 6:30 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I've asked him, like, you know, just let me know when you're off work or when you're stopping by the apartment or what you're doing, what time you're coming over. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday, mm-hmm. I'm looking at the phone. I'm like, God, I haven't heard from him. I must be working late tonight because it was like 7, 7:15, 7:30. And I still haven't heard from him. So all of a sudden, I hear a key go into the door lock, and the door opens. And I said, so you're going to be Stu.
Okay.
And I said, so I'm like, hey, Stu, is there any way that you could, you know, communicate with me and let me know when you're leaving work and then, you know, or if you're going to stop by the apartment and what time you're coming? Just give me an idea of what time you're coming over.
Yeah, fuck. I did it yesterday.
And I'm like, yeah, no, I know you did it yesterday.
Tonight?
And
Tonight?
And I really appreciate it, but if you could just give me a heads up.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, but you remember what he was saying? He's like, I leave at the same time every night.
It's 7 o'clock
I come
every
in
night.
Every fucking
sometimes
single night.
Sometimes it's earlier,
it's like
sometimes
7:15, 7:30. That's the time person. I get to the, that's the fucking time I get there. And it's just like, he's like, well, you didn't text me tonight. And I'm like, because I was fucking driving. That's why.
All you have to do, you could voice text, or you could just say, you know.
I don't do voice text. It doesn't understand my accent.
Me either.
Just write OMW, like on my way, just so I have an idea that's of what time you're coming over. That's all I'm asking. But everything like this is a fight. It's an argument.
It's never a fight. I'm always joking about the whole
thing.
No,
you're not.
I'm
it wasn't
really
an argument.
Serious about it.
But then I said, so then I try to like, okay, I got to defuse this.
Sure.
So I said,
I got to defuse that bullshit.
So I say to him, I said, look, I said, when you're in a relationship, I said, I care about you. I wonder where you are. Like to know, just communicate.
What's
just like,
TNT?
let me know what time you're leaving work. Are you stopping by the apartment? How long is it going to be? Because sometimes also we're ordering dinner.
Yeah.
As well.
Sush.
And we try to time it out. Sush.
You might have entertainment planned.
Lasagna.
Who knows?
But it's just exhausting. So is there anyone else you could set me up with?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe someone who speaks English.
I'm going to be co-authoring another book.
And can form a thought.
With another chef.
With another chef. Part two.
And then it's always everyone else's fault, by the way. So he lost his sunglasses. I think your housekeeper put it away somewhere. I'm like, no, you
Which,
fucking
that
left
is not like That is not like a crazy thing to say. Like, I leave stuff around, as you know. So like, they could grab him, like, hey, this is Jeff's. Put it with his
Blame
sunglasses upstairs.
Always someone else.
That's what I was implying.
Sure, absolutely.
They were not there.
So you didn't sue the housekeeper?
No, I did
okay,
not.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
I was like, Zoila took them.
Are you guys in couples counseling?
I mean, we're almost there.
I said I'd go with him any day he wants me to go.
I have a great therapist.
I just want to make sure she gets the full picture.
It's been 7 weeks, right?
Has it been seven
six,
weeks?
7 or 8 weeks.
Six
yeah.
arguments
really?
And two major fights.
It's so funny.
That's good.
He's
That's
broken,
on track.
He's broken up with me
That's
like three
track.
Or four times.
Really?
Like, I think
you
like
won't
most,
let me.
Most recently, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I'm on the phone
you
with him.
Did?
He's getting ready in the bathroom.
Oh,
and,
is this your Jeff impression now?
And he's like, I'm like, yeah, but you have to see my point, Jeff. He's like, no, I don't want this, Stu. I don't fucking want this anymore. Stop fucking laughing. What the fuck are you laughing at me?
Yeah, because he starts laughing. I'm like, why are you laughing?
And then he starts laughing, and then I diffuse the situation by like kind of laughing at him because
right.
I'm like, this
you
is
didn't
so silly.
Diffuse it. You
right.
escalated.
This is so
when you
silly.
Laughing.
Like, why are we even talking about this? And he's like, okay, I love you. I'll see you later.
I love that I was there when you guys first met.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun. It was very cool to see that happen.
I was terrified.
I could tell you guys both were like, what's up with that person?
Do you have recurring issues with Brett?
Brett? Oh, recurring, of course.
Right, where you have
Lord,
all these discussions, but yet nothing, it doesn't change.
Yeah, there's sometimes progress, other things. I just am like, you know what? This is who he is, so I'm going to have to just choose to work around that and make it more like I'm going to let that go, and I'm sure he's got the same for me. I mean, look at me.
I mean, there's a few things you can let go, but there's some things that are deal breakers.
Absolutely deal breakers. Oh, well, I don't have any deal breakers with Brett. I mean, we're married. We're in it to win it at this point. So, no. I mean, the
right,
deal
so
breakers that I had, no, I can relate to a deal breaker.
Yeah.
But at this point, I mean, I'm in it. it. So I'm not getting out.
So let me ask you about
next
this.
Topic.
No. Let me ask you about this. So let's just say that you have a very serious discussion about full transparency and not being left, you know, not being kept in the dark, you know, communication, all of that. All right. So let's just say
communication.
Absolutely.
See, this is where he makes fun of me.
Something I have to communicate.
Okay. Now they're both making fun of me.
But see, now we make him laugh. He lightens up.
Okay, so what happened was, on Saturday, he had a friend's, it actually wasn't a close friend, it was a mutual friend, but he can't miss a single party.
Oh,
so
no, he's going to
I was with my best friend, Jason.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Oh,
I was.
Oh, Jason, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out, Jason.
And who Jeff likes, too.
I do like Jason.
Oh, good, great.
But it wasn't Jason's party. It was some random person's party that's like a mutual friend, but he has to go. He's got to be there.
Okay.
Can't miss it. Anyway, so, which is fine.
He just loves a party.
Which
he's
is fine.
Very social.
Can I just have
very
one night?
Social, and that was fine.
Just one night.
So I'm going to this business. I'm going to this birthday party with a couple of my friends. Fine. Cool.
Yeah.
Have a good time. Didn't hear from him again until the morning. Okay. Didn't
That's
hear from
true.
Him again.
That's true. I should have texted him when I went to got home. Like, hey, I'm home.
Yeah,
like,
you should
talk to you in the morning.
Oh.
You should have.
That was my bad.
Or when the plans changed.
See, look at that. He's apologizing.
Or when the plans changed, you probably should have kept me abreast of the situation.
Absolutely.
So
but
what
you
happened
were really
was,
in it
Amy,
to win it.
So the next day, we did get in an argument because he just disappeared. He just fell off the face of the earth. That's that's not what you do when you commit to somebody.
No.
You keep them posted. You goodnight, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was mad about that.
Could have been in someone's car.
And then he said, it's
car.
Too early and I'm too hungover.
And the couch covered in a towel.
I heard that, by the way. It's too early and I'm too hungover to deal with this. And I said,
it was 7:30 in the morning. I've never come out of a hangover so fast.
Okay. So I said, so you clearly had too much to drink last night.
Oh,
and you also failed to tell me what time you got home. Mm-hmm. And I then hear later, about midday, I hear on Instagram from a stranger that Stu was at a gay bar. Now, how did we get from the birthday party?
Jason wanted to go. He felt uncomfortable there. So I went with him for two drinks and I was home at 11:45.
Don't know that.
Thank you.
The problem is the lack of communication.
Thank
Sorry.
You, Alyssa. Thank
I,
you.
I will never take Jeff Lewis's side ever again in my life.
That's fine. And now I know.
But, like, this is driving
and
me insane,
like,
because you have to just check in. That's
for
it.
For sure.
It's quick text.
I got it. And I understand it. And I did apologize.
How long
the next
ago
day.
Was this incident?
It was Saturday.
Oh, okay. So we're not too far out from it.
No,
got
we're
it.
Not.
Okay. So, right. So
I was trying to be glad of it like
change.
It was a few weeks ago.
Right. No.
No, we're
so
not.
Recent.
We're not. And then, by the way, Amy. It could be a very, very simple discussion that we could deal with and move on.
Sure.
But this is what happens. So you don't know, but he'll this is like one of the most annoying things where he will answer for me. Like, hey, I got invited to a birthday party on Saturday. You don't mind if I go, right? So that's the number one most annoying thing.
Saturday was my night off. It was like I didn't see him. I wasn't seeing him. I could do what I want. Like, oh,
and by
whatever.
The way, the night's off. That's not, we don't talk about nights off. He just tells me when there's nights off.
Right.
Right?
Like, you Monroe, like, you don't want to see me.
Okay, so this is what happens.
Okay.
Next topic,
will say
please.
To him, I will say to him, like, hey, I don't like, and I feel unimportant, or I don't feel like a priority when you do this.
Great communication.
You think, right?
Absolutely.
That's not why you're mad. So then he tells me why I'm mad. So then he comes up with his whole theory of why I'm mad. And I'm like,
any of it right?
No.
Oh, okay.
He says to me, you're just mad because I was at a gay bar. If I was at a straight bar with my friend Emily, you wouldn't have been mad. Yes, I would have.
That is
because
true.
The plan
no, you wouldn't be.
That is not true. The plan changed and you didn't inform me.
Test it out next Tuesday.
All right. I know you don't want to defend me. I know, but right?
Oh, this is, I would kill you.
Okay.
Thank you. I want to kill him. Thank you.
But then, like, I kind of make fun of him, and he's like,
No.
It's like,
you gotta.
He's like,
it's so
it's hard to be mad
right?
with you.
It's
because
so bad.
So cute. I'm like, thanks.
That's why on Sunday, I'm like, I'm out. I don't want to do this.
I'm like, you do
understand.
I'm like, you do want
this.
He
answers for me again.
That would drive me fucking crazy.
That's what happens.
I literally, like, Greg jokingly did that the other day, and I was like, yeah, tell me what I fucking need. Like, I can't do that.
Okay, thank you. I'm not on an island here.
Are you going to...
But you're
I would
right.
always check in with you.
It's
honey.
Like, I don't want to do this anymore. That's what I tell him. I don't want to do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And then it's like, okay, well, like, I'll talk to you later. I have to get ready. I'm like, okay, bye.
That's not what happened. You heard me screaming at him.
Oh my God, I'm sweating.
It was so funny.
Well, there, I just don't want there to come a point when he really does actually mean it.
Yeah. I do mean it.
Well, no,
I'm kidding. Done.
But you're getting better at communication, right?
I'm not getting so. Look, here's the thing. It's Jeff Lewis. There's a lot to learn. There is. You are very, very nice. You're very good. You say sweet things to me.
So
it's
sweet.
Just like I'm navigating this still. And it's fun. And you're like, it's not fun for me. It is
no,
fun.
No, it's not.
It is, I'm learning. But everyone has their different things.
Right.
You know? And now I like, honestly, I'm like getting so much better. I almost need to be like 2 or 3 steps ahead. You know what I mean? And I'm getting there.
Why are these phones blowing up? Oh, Jesus.
How dare you.
All right, why don't we, okay, do you want to start taking calls now?
I mean, they're already coming in.
Michelle in Toronto, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, everyone. Shout out Shane.
Shout out Michelle. Hey.
Hey. I just had a comment that when I was watching the Instagram Live last Friday when Stu was cooking.
Yes.
And him and Zoila were bantering back and forth. And I think he said, like, and
oh no,
what did he say?
I don't know.
What did
she got bleeped? She bleeped herself out, I think.
What happened?
Oh, she's
we
gone.
Lost her, huh?
Well, Flint,
okay, Michelle, Michelle, we lost you for a few seconds there. So you said that Stu was on Instagram Live, and what happened?
Well, he was bantering back and forth with Zola,
yes,
Zolita,
yes,
and I think he was like, stop fucking talking. And you jumped back at Stu, like you weren't on camera, and you went, don't be fucking disrespectful.
Yes.
And he flinched. Like, I don't want to say flinched. He's not a fucking battered woman. But he looked at you like, oh, fuck, was that a line I just crossed?
Not at all. We were totally joking around in the kitchen.
With Zoila?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean... Yes. I mean, I think you guys have a... Although she said, because she got sick from that shrimp.
she said,
it's unbelievable. What exactly,
no one else is sick.
She got so sick.
And I talked to her yesterday, and what did she say?
She was like, I will never again eat the food from that Irish...
Bitch.
She's such a shit stirrer.
Oh, my God.
It's like no one else got sick. The shrimp was bought that day. Like,
yes.
Unbelievable.
She's the only one. No one else
Irish
got sick.
Irish bitch.
Irish bitch.
All right, so Michelle just thinks that maybe you don't know the line, I guess.
It was all
which
all
we're trying. Line. I'm trying to draw the lines. Tony in East LA. Good morning. Hi, Tony.
Jeff, I love you. I love you. I want love for you, but I'm sorry, buddy. This is not the one.
Yeah.
He's
you know
right
you don't
here.
Know me.
I mean, he's...
you don't know me.
Why would you say that?
You're a grown. He's a grown man. This is too many games. Mm. He should know better already.
There's zero games. I adore that man.
No, he just is stupid. He just doesn't know yet.
He's
just
doesn't. Dumb.
He just he's
yeah,
getting
he's
it.
Just
he's
dumb.
I'm
he's
just
learning
a bit I'm a bit
Jeff's
simple in the
love
head.
Language, and you know they just need you know just a couple more weeks. They'll figure it out.
He's got.
You
well,
try and date him, and then call me back next week.
I gave him 1 week, but now I have to extend it another week.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because it's a dog.
We said 2 weeks.
Because yeah.
And well, we're 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
And it's been one. No, we said 2 weeks, and it's been 1 week already.
That was a wash.
All right. Lisa, can we do line 3?
Hi.
I'm going to try to pronounce that. Yes, hi, Lisa.
Lisa from Massachusetts.
Yes, hi, Lisa.
Jeff, you're such a nag. You're acting like you've been married 7 years. You've only been together 7 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Can't you just give them a little bit of freedom? You're
absolutely.
Just nag, nag, nag.
No, no, no. He has a lot of freedom. And you know what, Lisa? I have backed off. I have backed off. I,
well,
I
it's
have.
Just like so he doesn't call you every night, or you know, he doesn't live with you, right? You
no, he doesn't live with me.
Right?
Yeah,
so. Not yet.
And Lisa, here's the thing. I can manifest the relationship I want, right? So I have certain things that I need in a relationship, and if he's not the right person and he has a different idea of relationship, that's fine too. If I'm in a committed relationship, I do want to talk to that person every day. Sorry.
You have to tell the other person what you want from them immediately. And if they can't take it, if it's not working,
sure.
Then you guys got to get out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's because, or else it'll blow up later. You'll harbor all this resentment if you don't say anything up front, and then it'll explode later. So you might as well throw everything out at the beginning and just see if it sticks.
We're doomed. We're getting through that, like flying through it.
I think that your
Jeff
relationship
just throws so
is...
many darts at me. I'm like, choo-choo. And then we get through it.
You're
and,
such a fucking victim.
It's like, Keanu no, it's Reeves
like,
in The Matrix.
It's like, here's another test. I'm going to throw this over here and see
there's
what happens.
There's no tests.
I think oh,
there's no
come
tests.
Come on, they're all tests. He said that there's no tests.
I don't think it's a test.
It's
I think
fine.
He
I
genuinely
think,
wants
no.
this out of the person who he's going to 100%. Be with.
100%.
And like, and listen, like, I really like him, and like, I'll do whatever, and it's going to be great.
Amy,
well,
let
you'll
me tell you what
you'll either mesh or you won't.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
you know?
Let me just tell you what happened on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I'm like ready to, I'm ready to just pull the parachute, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, this isn't working for me. I'm not happy. I don't want to do this again, because I did this with Scott, mm-hmm. where I was unhappy for so long. I don't want to do this again. If I'm unhappy, I'm out. Mm-hmm. So he's like, no, gives me 900 reasons why we need to stay together, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he comes over Monday and Tuesday. Great. We had a nice time. Then he says to me on Wednesday morning, I'm going to take the next two nights off. And I'm
from
like-
From work?
No, from coming
from
over
me.
Here. So then, because I'm going to be going, for, I'm going to be staying
oh,
with
got
them for
you,
the-
Oh, gotcha.
Because I'm like, I'll be here Friday night. I'll
so
be here
I was
Saturday
like, fuck it.
New York. So right. like, I want to, you know, we'll have the weekend together. Monroe is going to be here. You can spend some time with her. Mm-hmm. So just, it's not like nights off. It's just like, I'll stay home these two nights
right.
and whatever.
Got it.
4 minutes. But is there a particular call you want me to take? Because there's like every single light. All right, Brenda in Ohio. Good morning.
We're going to-
Hi. I've been listening to Jeff Lewis for a while, okay? And I have, so don't take this personally, Jeff, but I think both of you need to respect each other's feelings. But Jeff, you also, from past times too, it's almost like you want to date a person identical to you.
Is that so bad?
You got to give and take a little bit. You got to give and take a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't mind the petty stuff. Just go over the petty stuff. Worry about the major stuff first.
I do let the petty stuff go, and that's what you don't understand. Like, all the stuff with the shoes and the wallet and the leaving the shit, and even the, you know, the door open was a deal.
That was a big
deal
one.
Breaker.
Big
I mean,
I'm sorry
I don't get that. Mad that he leaves the doors unlocked. I mean, those are things that, that's petty little shit. It's the bigger issues. It's respect. It's feeling like, you know, mm-hmm. appreciated, feeling like a priority. And I'll be honest with you, this guy puts friends, parties, and drinking ahead of the relationship. Ahead of the relationship.
I do. I said thank you.
But I'm giving it another, what's now going to be 2 weeks since Bo passed
away.
I think we agreed on two, and we'll see what happens. But you're right. I'm not nagging anymore. I'm not fucking asking for it anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I'm
wow.
disengaging.
Wow.
That is disengaging. You know what?
Record this. I'm going to record this episode.
play this back. Andrea in Arizona. Good morning.
Good morning. Shout out, Shane.
Shout out, Andrea. Hey.
Hey. I was calling. My plan is, when I die, is that I'm going to be cremated.
Yes.
And I'm going to put in three different urns, so all of my kids have to take me through the rest of their lives with them.
Oh.
And I want my urns to be pretty and like maybe hourglass shape, so I look thin.
Bedazzled.
In the next box, we're going to be selling bedazzled urns.
Oh, that I could put my ashes in one of those fan boxes.
There we go.
Jesus.
Now that's where you're going to make the money.
I mean, that's not a bad idea to split up the ashes. And I, you know, you could have some.
You know,
that shit.
Spiritually, I don't think that's a very good idea. I'm just saying.
Amy Phillips, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
If you can make it tomorrow in Newport Beach at Barnes & Noble, Fashion Island, Cook It, Spill It, Throw It, the Not So Real Housewives Parody Cookbook. There's a book signing. There is a Q&A. It's from 11 to 1. Amy will be there. Stu, myself, Shane. Mm-hmm. I think Brandy and Julie are going.
Monica might go.
Monica's going. Shannon Bedore will be there. Maybe Kelly Dodd. I don't know.
Yeah, I fucking told you. Jesus. Unmasked.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Life is a highway.
and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.